We're at a point in the spirit world, or in our lives spiritually, that is coming to a moment of deep change. There are realms that the body of Christ will have to function in at this time. And she will not be able to get there without proper worship. The days of worship being a preliminary is over. Worship, and you may take note as you, worship is primary in spiritual things because of three reasons. I want you to listen now, three reasons. Worship is the highest way to glorify God, number one. And when you glorify God and honor God, He releases Himself to you and whatever you're dealing with. Secondly, worship magnifies Jesus. Because the Son is always magnified when someone honors the Father. But then thirdly, this is some of the things you've been missing. Worship edifies the believer. So you have three things going on. You're glorifying God, you're magnifying Jesus, but you being built up in a certain way, in a certain way that money can't buy. I think it's Isaiah 55:1, who everyone that thirsts, let him come and drink, let him come buy without money. See, worship is a heavenly cash. It shops in another realm. For lack of better word, I don't know if this is a word, but worship functionized God. God functioned better when people reverently look to Him without their physical eye. Worship stirs up the substance of God. Worship activates dominion over sin and death. There are aspects of dominion you have not been walking in. Now you don't have to say amen.
Amen.
Because of this apostolic instruction about worship, it will shake the whole church world. Because worship is not a wiggle. Worship has to come from the heart. And so worship cannot function from flesh order. You got to get this. Your flesh can't determine how much you're going to worship. Matter of fact, you must know this. Your flesh is contrary to worship. That's why praise leaders got to kind of stir you up. Every time you meet, you're just trying to get you to raise your hand, clap your hand. Your flesh.
That's right.
Your flesh, without proper instruction, carries a bastard spirit in worship. It fight back because it's not born again. Real worship. What I said?
Real worship.
Listen, release and repeat the power of the resurrection in the atmosphere of the love of God through Christ. So worship creates a resurrection atmosphere, one of the highest rim in the spirit. In other words, the atmosphere, when real worship is released, the atmosphere is filled of resurrection power. So in a few moments, we'll be stirring up resurrection power in this house that can deal with anything that need to be dealt with supernaturally. Worship releases love currents into the heart of God through the heart of man. Oh, you didn't get that one. Worship released love currents into the heart of God. Worship shocks God's heart into action. If God could be made nervous, if God could be made nervous, I know one thing that would make him nervous. People who honor him and love him, sending up currents of love and telling flesh, like Katina, and telling flesh back down. You don't determine how much I'm going to praise him today. Because I'm being taught that every time I lift my hand, lift your hand, I'm sending love currents higher than electricity. Because electricity works normal. If you have the right setup, it's going to send you so much amperage. But this type of amperage blows the atmosphere. Because it can handle everything. Do you see what we've been missing? We have, for lack of a better word, patternized worship. You can't, worship has no pattern. Worship don't deal with pattern. Listen, worship deal with presence. No pattern. There's no such thing that God will not show up when people begin to worship him. Actually, worship is the highest preparation for miracles. Churches don't see miracles because they're not worshiping. They preach a lot of word, they sing a lot of song, they do a lot of running, but they have not prepared the atmosphere for him to really manifest himself. He works in a worship atmosphere. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Don't rush me now. God's original plan in worship is to open your heart to trails of blessings and benefits that are unspeakable and full of glory. So, there are trails of blessing and benefits we have not been touching. trails of blessings and benefit that only worship can stir up. At large, we have not been properly taught, as an apostle of Jesus Christ, at large, we have not been properly taught about worship. We have not known the benefits and the blessing that worship brings at any time. Somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
How many times have you told him thank you since last Sunday? Compared to how many times you breathed. Worship must become part of your breathing. Lord, I thank you. Stop looking at your problem.
Glory, hallelujah.
Start looking at him. He's working it out. I said, he's working it out. Aren't you glad you're here this morning? He's working it out. Tell somebody, he's working it out. Now, in case you think he wasn't talking to you, what he can't work out. You listening? Worship unmasks the enemy and strip him of his right of keeping you in the flesh. Worship unmasks the enemy and strip him of the right to keep you in the flesh. Because he know when you begin to worship, you're going in the spirit, and he is no match for you no more. Nothing he tried won't work. You have created an atmosphere that have annihilated everything he tried to do. Somebody lift their hand in here. What you're doing right now, you're unmasking the enemy. Oh, I heard something. Put your hands up. I heard something. You're not, you're unmasking the enemy. Bring it back to me, Spirit, Holy Spirit. You're unmasking the enemy and you're removing all your weaknesses. Worship is the highest release of wisdom. Wisdom is maximized when someone worship God. All the answers start coming. All All direction open up. All steps are given when one truly worship him. Say, Lord, I worship you. We welcome you in this place. Listen, we're going into a new era in the spirit, because I heard the Holy Ghost says, worship will cause miracles to fall, and signs and wonders will flow. Now just watch, mark my word, we've been doing this two or three Sundays, right? Mark my word, miracles are going to start happening, signs and wonders, because worship, praise and worship are the only atmosphere that can set that up. You see, because if you worship him, you'll recognize when they come. You are not sensitive enough in the spirit without worship.
All right, all right. Come on, Dad.
Yeah, you say, but I prayed. Yeah, but you haven't worshiped him. Yeah, but I meditated the scripture. Yeah, but you have not worshiped him. See, the scripture is supposed to make you worship.
Yeah. Oh my, oh my.
Could it be? Could it be a lot of time in our services that miracles came, but the atmosphere wasn't right? Could it be that cancer could have been annihilated? In the morning service, but the atmosphere wasn't fully created. No sickness and disease can man alive, remain alive in powerful worship. Lack and limitation cannot breathe in proper worship. I see your miracle flowing through the air this morning. Something you thought you were going to put up with the rest of your life come to an end today. Something the enemy told you just bow down, you'll be all right. No, today it be removed. Erroneous decision. Every decision of error that have come in your life shall be erased while we praise him. Come on, children. While we praise him and worship him today. Somebody need this. Listen, in a few months it's going to happen to you. Few moments. Not no months, moment. Not no months. The month's over. It's moments now. I say the months are over. It's moments. See, we don't work by months. In the spirit world, you don't work by a calendar. In the spirit world, it can happen any month. It can happen any moment. It can happen to me any moment. Say it. From now on, you live by moments. You don't live by minutes. You don't live by months. It can happen any moment. Tell three people. Tell three people that quickly. Whatever you need to happen. Whatever you need to happen. Ah! Ah! Whatever you need to happen. It can happen any moment. another month. I don't have to wait another minute. I live in the moment zone, moment zone, moment, moment zone. And this is my moment. You better say it. Say it again. This is my moment. Lift your hand and pray, then talk to him. Tell him thank you for this brand new moment. Say it, this is my moment. The miracle I've been looking for. The miracle I need. Receive it. I'm on the spot. Today, all promises turn into provision.
What? I receive it. I receive it.
I don't know if you grasp the magnitude. That's the Holy Spirit talking. He says, today all the promises of God are what? Yeah and amen. Worship is the divine chemistry that turns promises into provision. Word of Life, Word of Life Christian Center, we're tapping into it as we take time to worship him. Somebody about to be up here now. Did I wish somebody in here worried about something? I'm about to tell you what's about to happen to you. Worship crucifies fear and resurrects faith as you draw nigh to God. So this morning, as we go into praise and worship, all fear will be crucified. What you thought wasn't going to happen is happening. When? Right now. Right now. I wish somebody would tune in here. You can't come in the presence of God and leave without a present. God don't work that way. If you seek me strong enough, I got to do something for you. See, worship is loving God. And God just is kind of God. You can't love me. See, because I'm a sowing and reaping God. So you can't sow worship to me and not reap nothing. You can't come before me with full hand, and I'm gonna let you leave empty-handed. No, no. Lift those hands. Your dream, your desire, your needs I'm through with regular. My reverence is shifting me into another gear. My respect this morning goes to a holy God. Three or four more things, I'm still going to keep talking. Through worship, you receive divine opening in heaven. Oh, that's not important to you. You see how dull that is? Man, that statement, you receive divine opening in heaven. Y'all say, hey. Divine opening in heaven? Do you know what? Huh? Do you know what I'm saying? Huh? Do you know when a heaven gate swing open, when a heaven windows open, when a heaven doors crack, do you know what should happen to your life? You're about to open heaven doors. Worship puts you in a position that the glory of God drown all time and all your enemies. Worship is a weapon that few of God's children know about. And I got down here, you cannot substitute worship with wiggling. Let me close and then we'll begin. Children, I'm asking you as your pastor and as an apostle of Jesus Christ, learn the value of worship. Learn the volume of worship. And learn the victory of worship.